Welcome back. This is MGM Market Abilities Podcast. Learn, develop,
launch.
Thank you, Riley. I think we're on episode 30.
Are we? Think so, yeah.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Pretty. Wow, I can't believe we made it to 30.
I mean, your birthday year.
Well, and
you're 30 now.
Yeah,
you're 30,
right.
And we're
podcast
on the
30th. Yeah. And we're all still alive somehow. It's incredible.
And we have stuff to talk about still. And on good terms for the most part.
Depends on what breaks in the studio and what doesn't.
That is true.
All right, so today we are discussing the power of short-form video.
Oof. It's a big one.
Because, as we all know, the old saying, right, smaller is better. Right, boys?
Little goes a long way.
Riley disagrees. Okay, no, but seriously, you two have been like working on a lot of short-term video for the past like few months.
A little bit. Yeah.
I feel like Riley, that's like what you've mainly been working on.
Yeah. Even for clients, like you're working on that. All like time. That's your focus,
and it's been like taking off.
Like, slowly,
like some of your videos are getting like, you know, tens of thousands of reach on accounts that are not, don't have very many followers, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Even like you look at our social market abilities, the short form is skyrocketed.
Yeah.
You look at the analytics and we're at 50, 60,000 all around total
which
views.
Crazy.
Which is crazy only for 100 followers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely insane. And yeah. It's just doing really good.
Yeah, well, it's just crazy that a 10-second video, you know, depending on what it's talking about, depending on the content, right, can just be continuously shared with a billion people, you know, with, you know, the Instagram algorithms, the Facebook algorithms.
TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok and everything. Why do you think it is so easy to get reach on these small videos?
Because we only have a 10-second not span of time, but
like, attention span.
Attention span. Thank you. Yeah. And if I like, even if I'm watching a video, I'm like, okay, this is done.
Yeah.
This is done. Okay, my attention span is gone, and that's why it's doing so well.
Right. Because
you share it to all your friends. You know, look at this funny 10-second clip.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah. So I was reading earlier, the average human attention span in the last 20 years has gone down from 14 seconds to roughly 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And a goldfish has an attention span of 9 seconds.
Wow.
So,
And it's not even like, you can't even say that's like ADHD because everybody know, like, if something's not happening like in the first 6 or 7 seconds, they're like, what's the point of this?
Right.
It's changed over the years, too.
Right.
Like, I feel like from the last 5, 7 years, it's changed.
Yeah. And I feel like your attention span, Riley, is even less.
Yeah, it probably is, honestly, I swear to God.
Because you can switch on a dime, and I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to keep up with you sometimes.
Well,
I work right next to him, and he's sitting there going, and then next thing you know, like, 3 different topics came through, and I'm like,
right.
I'm not even talking to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to prove our point, right, how good short videos are, think of just TikTok in general.
Oof, man.
And that's all it is, right?
Yep.
Just a bunch of short videos, and people are making, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a month.
And yeah, they're investing all of their marketing resources on it. And I have a theory of why this is happening, because the phone is the new billboard.
Mm-hmm. Like, ooh, yeah.
That's like you can set up all of that. You can get their attention, and then you can be like, hey, click this link, or some of you can swipe up and it takes you right to the store or like wherever the point of purchase is, and they got you. And that's just like one of those things that kind of proves our attention spans.
Yeah.
So like with old billboards, you kind of like, all right, hey, we have like 13, well, that's a lot, but like, like 5 fast food places. And usually when I'm on the road, I'm like, okay, whichever one's the closest and I don't have to do any sort of lane changes, that's what I'm getting. But now it's like everything is at that convenient point. And so all you have to do is like, this looks really good. I need this. And like you can make so much money in just like a 10-second video. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially if it gets 3 million, 4 million.
Yeah.
Views.
I say if you're hitting your target market and, you know, providing content that they want to consume, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also like for marketing, it's really good for us because you can be like, oh, I have like a couple of products and everything. Whereas like it used to be like, oh, we got to make a commercial. We got to decide how to shoot it and stuff. Yeah. Which one do you want to put in there? Now it's like, okay, we can make a 10-second video for all three of your products. You still got a 30, but now you can like market that niche very pointedly instead of like hoping like, oh, let's hope they go for this one too. And here's our main one that's doing really good. And oh, here's our new one that we're kind of testing out still. So now you can push it faster. Not necessarily as cheap because it does still come in. You have to like think of how you're going to present it, but you don't have to like plan for a long amount of content to put into it. It's just like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, yes, it's not necessarily cheap, but if you look at it from like running ads on TV from point of view, it's still really cheap to run these ads and to gain traction and to, again, have an account with only 100 something followers and get 50,000 views on a video.
Yeah, which and is crazy. It's very powerful on the reels. Or I looked at someone's analytics the other day, and he's been just been posting reels for a year, and had over the insights were 2 million, 3 million.
Oh my gosh,
a million insights,
and that's just a year of being consistent,
just
right?
Short form. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all within consistency,
right?
With your short form content. As long as you just keep going that, and you like put it in the algorithm of what your target market is, you're going to do just fine.
Yeah. Boom. I want to bring it back just a little bit. You guys remember Musical.ly?
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Right. And TikTok bought out Musical.ly.
Well, yeah. Vine. It was before Vine.
Right. But then Musical.ly was kind of the one that brought in the, you know, the dancing and the music to like a 10-second video or something.
I thought it was really dumb. When I first saw it, I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, I think everybody did. And there were a few people who were like, hey, this is going to be killer, right? This is going to be crazy big. And and then TikTok bought it out. How important is having like fun or depending on the music, right? For your even just your 6 or 10-second video, whatever it is.
It's very, very important. I've noticed now a lot of older songs are coming back from what 80s and 90s songs or 70s songs, whatever, are coming back. And a lot of younger generations, younger kids are using those songs and they're singing along, which is really cool to see.
Yeah.
Those songs are very, very, very important because it's going to throw you in the algorithm. Yeah. Let's just say, Lucas, you make a video. It has 3 million views. You make a video, 5 million views. I make a video with all the same songs. It gets thrown in that same algorithm.
Right.
And that thing.
And some people aren't even technically using it. Like what I would do sometimes, I would turn it on and I would just drop the volume all the way down. Yep. And it's like a hyperinflated tag. So it's just pushing it into that, like like you're saying, like in that algorithm.
Yeah.
So it's really funny how people use stuff. Sometimes they're like, there's ones that are just like mindless drone ones and they don't even have any music. It's just them talking.
Right.
And just take it completely out. I'm like still getting advantage of it.
Yeah, well, and then another thing, you know, looking at it from an audio engineer point of view, you know.
Yeah, because you probably have a different perspective on it.
Well, yeah, but just think about the musicians, because I'm always trying to help musicians, right, who can, you know, they can make it or do better or whatever.
Yeah.
This has been huge, because they're getting royalties.
Yeah,
on every single play.
Yep.
So if you get a 10-second chorus from one of your songs on some TikTok algorithm, like people are loving it, that's a paycheck for you.
Yeah.
Which is like a big deal, which is super cool because, you know, whenever the music industry started going to streaming, everybody was very upset because it's a lot less money than selling CDs and stuff and albums and whatnot. So now that these like slight pockets of revenue can pop up, it's really big for musicians. Yeah. It's actually really cool.
Yeah. There's I don't know if you guys know AGR. They recently been trending with one of their songs. It's a really cool. It started off with like a bunch of violins and very slow. Then it comes upbeat. And those musicians are making a paycheck. It's just crazy how they can make a paycheck from 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Not even in the full song.
Right.
And I think this is kind of pivoting a little bit, but wasn't that how Lil Nas got started?
Lil Nas.
Probably. Yeah. I actually think that there's probably several musicians now that have gotten recognized because of TikTok.
Yeah. No, I don't think it was TikTok. I think he was releasing short bits of his music onto Twitter. And I think it might have. I think he said it was like somewhere between like the avenue of like 10 to 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would post like the next part and everything like that. And then before that, like people are like, oh, I really like this sound.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, it's not on TikTok or anything like that, but still like that. If he hadn't had Twitter and he'd had a TikTok, and I think he would have done the same thing. But that's really impressive. Like, and he's like probably one of the most sought after musicians right now.
Yeah, for whatever reason, in my opinion, but you know.
Sorry, Lil Nas.
And you know what? Like, we were just talking about this before we walked in here. We were watching TikToks, of course, because that's like how we consume content, right?
Yeah.
Is TikTok and Instagram and all that stuff. How important is comedic, you know, 10, 15
freaking
seconds?
Freaking hilarious.
Yes.
It's,
I think that's most of the stuff I send to you.
Like, exactly. Yeah.
And it's great because it gets right to the point. Or it's the other great thing is it's like an inside joke or something that we all understand. And go ahead.
Instead of I like you said, comedics. Comedics? Is it comedics?
Comedic content.
Comedies? No. Instead of putting the big I don't know. Fix it. I don't know. But instead of like putting on this big production stage, they'll do small venues,
right?
And they'll record it and just post on TikTok. That's right. It. And just instead of doing big stages like they used to, like you look at Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy. He used to do. I know. I had to put that one.
I
in
love
there.
How you put that in there.
Sorry, Fluffy, but you're there. He used to do big stages. Now they're doing small stages. But they're reaching more people doing social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
And, I mean, our gear is being given a run for its money because people don't care how great it looks. They almost want that raw look to it. Like, people are saying that it's very believable, like, in the next couple of iterations of the next phones, that they could be pretty much, like, what people need to just run their, like, advertising business because that's what people are, like,
that's
wanting.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were at CMAs, we saw plenty of people just running around with just like
running
an iPhone on a gimbal.
Yep. Yeah.
And we're just like, what is that? But if that's the...
If it works, it works.
Yeah, I was about to say, if that's what they want, like, then their overhead is significantly lower than ours. I mean, how we have to insure all of our gear because we're like, oh, what would I do if like this got stolen? I'm out of a job.
Yeah.
And they're just like, don't worry.
Got you, man.
Which is, it's kind of nice. I feel like it's not becoming a lost art, but like that right there, it can't scale up. So that is the downside right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like very easy to edit for the most part. You just have to kind of make sure it's how you want it to look. Like, you can adjust with some lighting, but I mean, you're not going to go in there and throw some crazy color grades on it like we do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at the end, if it's getting to the target market and it's making somebody money, it's doing its job.
Right. So then how, so the new question, how important is quality to quantity?
I will argue that quality is the best, but I think that's the kind of clients that I gravitate towards. Cause I really enjoy like product photo and video. And that right there can't really be shot on a phone in that way because the lenses are doing a lot more of the work than what it is, like, the recording value of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they wanted, like, kind of a leisurely thing of people enjoying it, like, I could do that on a phone.
Right.
If they want, like, actual, like, really good representation and, like, great detail and ability to go in there and make it the brand standard, I think that is where quality comes in.
Right. Right. So then in that aspect, you would choose doing less videos and doing more high quality videos.
Yeah. Gotcha. I would. Yeah. It's one of those things where you can just really sit back and be more creative. I understand where there's some people like, we have so much we have to do. We just like, we can't worry about how everything looks all the time.
Right.
We just need people to just consume it, which that's what the F1, the photographers there have. It's a signal on their camera and it sends the photos as they take them to somebody who is editing them and posting them live time.
That's cool.
So like while the race is going on, they said their fans consume a huge amount of content of that. And that's how they have to keep up.
That's insane.
So yeah, they're literally like not even touching their own photos. They might go through like their card and like, yeah, these are my portfolio, but somebody else is doing all the editing right there.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. But I think Riley, I think like you have a different take. Cause I feel like you, you know, work with a lot of DJs and gamers and stuff, and I feel like the quality isn't as important as just constantly getting you know, videos out.
Mm-hmm. I would ensure, I would like to give, obviously, quality, obviously, but you got to think of social media downsizes that, which mm-hmm. sucks.
Yeah.
But if you're just getting your content out every single day, either if it's a funny video or a crazy clip or a crazy mix from your DJ set or whatever mm-hmm. like that, it's going, I feel like sometimes it does do better than those high end productions.
Yeah.
It right. just depends. And just trying to post every single day. I've told my clients, hey, maybe I'm taking photos for you. That's what you can post during the week, monthly or whatever.
Yeah.
Obviously, do they listen? It depends. but yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think quantity over quality sometimes. It just depends.
And here's my viewpoint. It depends. Because I'm not going to bash either.
No, neither am I.
Because if you think about it this way, somebody who's like, let's say like my ideal client's a cider, they're going to work on that brew. And that brew takes a while before yeah. it's going to get out there. So they're not putting out brews every single week.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to put a bit more money like, okay, we want this one to do really well. We want people to have it on tap. We want people to, like, oh, it's Friday. That's what you're picking up. Whereas when you're like streaming, like that's your job.
Yeah, you're doing it day in and day out.
That's a day out, 12 so hours a day.
The quality of that is actually coming from the streamer themselves. How much, how seriously they take it. It's like, right. mm-hmm. what am I saying? What kind of messages do I want to give? Like there's some people that like stream just like funny. And it's right. just fun, like the community is going on. It's a great experience. Other people like, I just want to see really cool plays.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then that's happening every day. So like, you can't sit there and be like, all right, we got to do this, this, and this. It has to be to this level. Like you yeah. almost just need a template
right.
and just mm-hmm. go in there. Like, cause these people just want to like see it.
As we talk about quality over quantity, it just came to my mind, Mr. Beast, right?
Yeah.
He goes for quality.
Right.
Every freaking time. Yep. Quality. He only posts a video once or twice a month, but you got to think about it. He has other
mm-hmm.
outlets.
Right.
I thought I heard that door opening. I was like, hello?
Oh, no. I think that was my shoes.
Oh. Other outlets, because I listened to his PR guy talk, and they were like, Jimmy, you're almost out of money. What are we going to do for this one video? He's like, don't worry. We're fine. We have other outlets. I feel like if you have, let's say you got your main channel, which is MrBeast. Then you got MrBeast Reacts, MrBeast Philanthropy. He has all these other things yeah. that are going on, which is going to excite the audience
yeah.
of, oh, he uploaded a philanthropy video. I need to go watch that. It gets the community more involved with mm-hmm. what you're doing.
And right.
Aren't his videos technically longer form, like 20, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
So it takes time, takes money.
Yeah.
So I watched one and he said they usually release a video once or twice a month because it takes so long and planning.
Yeah.
Planning your content out later on down the road is usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus right there, like 20 minutes, there's a lot of great like 20, 30 second segments you can just pull out of there. You don't really have to do too much work other than like frame it a little nicely yeah. and then probably throw some subtitles on it and you're good to go.
Yep.
So that right there, like you can have one long form thing, but you can make a lot of short form content out of it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we do with some of our other clients. They have really good sound bites and interviews and we're just like, we need to cut this out and use this. We need to promote this and it's not going to take away from that. That's just a really good soundbite that people might want to hear that's going to really like vibe with their views on some mm-hmm. things. And so kind of goes yeah. back to how we look for things. When I'm looking for something specific, I generally like don't want to look at like a 30 minute video to find it.
Right.
So yeah, like the more you can pull your stuff out there and make it accessible, then pull them back like, hey, if you want to see the full thing.
And it's usually short form content too.
Yeah.
Short form is driving people to long form.
If you guys need high quality, short form content.
Or long form content.
Or long form content.
We could do that too.
Yeah.
Photo content.
Yeah. Literally any of it.
Anything. Podcast.
Growing Media. We're here. We'll make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be good.
As I always say.
It's going
to
be good. And
from the planning to the implementation, we can do it all.
Yep.
It's going to be good.
Anything else to add, guys? I feel like we nailed it.
Don't doom scroll tonight.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of mindless scrolling, oh my gosh. I think that's a big one. Just lay in bed and just mindlessly scroll. Yep. I think a lot of people that hinders some people's productivity.
Productivity.
Yeah, productivity. just laying in bed, you're like, oh, scrolling, 10 o'clock. Yeah, and, it's like, and, oh, it's 1 o'clock actually, in the morning now.
it's more detriment to your sleep, which then, yes, roundabout way, then affects your productivity, and then you do this every night, and you're getting less and less sleep. Bad.
It's bad. Not good.
Put your phone on your nightstand.
Do not disturb.
And, yeah, turn on do not disturb and go to sleep.
Yes.
All right. That's our last tip of the day. Thank you guys for watching.
Later.
Bye.
Peace.